The Red Sox are taking on the Rays, who are back at the Trop for the first time since Hurricane Irma, and these two clubs put in some major overtime on Friday.
First one, slice towards left center, giving chase Kiermaier on the run, still going, dives and makes a catch at the base of the wall, and what an incredible long-running catch for Kevin Kiermaier. He ran halfway across Tampa Bay. And here comes Colomé's pitch. Line drive left field. The save is blown. In to score comes Rajay Davis. Three in the ninth for Boston, and they have tied it at five.
Pruitt checks the lead of the base runners. Rays playing the corners up a little bit. Here's a swing and a sharply hit ground ball off the glove of Miller into center field for a base hit. Around third base, he's going to come in and score to throw to third. He is out at third base. They get Moreland at third. Although Butterfield wants him to take a look. Close play at third base. Kiermaier came up firing, and the initial call at third by Stu Sherwater is that he's out. But on the ball off of the glove of Brad Miller, it is going to be a base hit RBI. And then since then have been relatively quiet. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive. Right field and deep to the wall. It's gone, and we're tied. Kevin Kiermaier with a leadoff homer here in the 14th has tied this game at six.
Here it comes from 3-2. Swing ground ball to second, right off of Brad Miller. Rounding third and on his way home to score the go-ahead run is Jackie Bradley Jr. An E4, I would think it is. It's 7-6 Boston in the 15th.
No doubt that's an error, and that's a double play ball. I mean, it's hit hard, but it's a tailor-made double play ball hit directly at the second baseman.
The Red Sox score seven times in the 15th inning. They beat the Rays by a final of 13-6. Rays batters strike out a total of 24 times in this game. The Rays fall to 72-76 on the year. Here's the manager, Kevin Cash.
A lot of good for a while, and then it got away from us there in the ninth, and just weren't able to find that big hit for a while. I know KK came up with it, but that tied it. We needed, obviously, more than that. I thought the bullpen did an outstanding job early on, picking up Maddie, and obviously Wilson had a big day at the plate. Hetch had a big knock, so good things on that end going up against Sale, but ultimately, you know, disappointing loss.
Where does Kiermaier's catch in the ninth rank overall?
That was pretty spectacular. I've seen 3 years worth of spectacular plays. That's probably right there at the top.
Is he okay? You hit from the ninth.
Yeah, he just a little tightness, back tightness, understandably, given all the running he was doing tonight.
I know you say all the games count the same, but this one's got to take a little bit of a pound of flesh out of you guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, anytime you're up 5-2 going in the ninth with, I think he's, Alex is still leading in saves, you feel pretty good. Not that teams can't come back, which like they did tonight, but it's it can be, you know, like you said, tough loss.
What with Alex tonight?
Just couldn't find it. Couldn't find the cutter. Spiking a lot of the cutters, kept trying to go to it, and it just wasn't there for him. You know, in those situations, the defense needs to really show up, and the one play at second hurt, you know, put him probably more in a bind there, and didn't help him out too much.
And then the appeal play, I mean, you were pretty sure that he tagged him there?
I felt he did just by Suki's reaction, but it was close. I mean, looking on the Jumbotron, it looked pretty close.
The Rays will try to rebound against the Red Sox on Saturday at the Trop. Alex Cobb will take the mound.